I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Unknown assailants shot and killed a Christian priest in Pakistan's city of Peshawar. 75-year-old Father William Siraj was driving home after Sunday Mass. Nehemiah with FMI says,
no group has claimed responsibility for the killing, but militants' attacks on security forces and on common people in the markets have been not only on the rise in Pakistan's northwest area, which border Afghanistan, but major cities as well.
Pakistani officials have condemned the violence, saying it threatens minority communities. Police have promised to catch the shooters, but Nehemiah says Pakistan's Supreme Court often releases Taliban suspects, even if the police catch them. One Pakistani Christian told Nehemiah this, "Don't pray for us, pray with us. Ask God to bring many to faith in Christ across Pakistan." And officials from Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan have signed a deal to supply electricity to Lebanon. Jordan will produce the power and send it through Syria to Lebanon. In Beirut, some people have access to 4 or 5 hours of electricity per day. In rural areas, people may have just 1 hour. Wissam Nasrallah with LSESD says,
at first it was hard, but then you have to reorganize your life and your schedule around these power outages and just adapt to a new reality and a new normal.
Critics of the deal say it'll do nothing to solve the long-term infrastructure problems of Lebanon's power grid. Meanwhile, LSESD continues to spread the love of Jesus through aid and education. They operate 2 inclusive schools and provide help to children and refugees through other ministry arms. Pray Lebanese believers would not lose hope and ask God to strengthen them. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.